60. Strike. The two things I enjoy doing in the morning are reading the newspaper and dehydrating fruits. I have a deft touch for drying fruits. I know exactly how to position them on the drying tray so that they will not turn out to be deformed. Now I'm ready to read the news. Today's biggest story, besides the U.S. budget deficit, is the dispute at the local automobile factory. What started as a simple discussion about pay has degenerated into a crippling strike. According to its definition, a strike is when no work is done because of a disagreement. In this case, defiant employees have stopped working for the last several days. They are complaining about the deficiency in pay and the deficient medical insurance coverage. They're also angry at the way the supervisors are allowed to degrade them. They say that they are forced to treat their supervisors like deities. Some supervisors even require the workers to deify their supervisors' name badges. The workers also claim that the company has defiled the nearby river by dumping hazardous waste chemicals. They have assembled a definite list of demands. They say they will not return to work until all of their demands are settled. The company has refused to consider their list of demands. Instead, they have demanded that the employees return to their jobs immediately. The company has also asked the workers to be more deferential towards their supervisors and to defer their dispute until the work committee meets next month. However, the employees believe that the work committee is a defunct process. The workers have shown no deference and apparently intend to continue defying the company no matter how dejected they become. How will they solve this dispute? At this time, neither side seems to have the definitive answer.